Revelations chapter 22, last book of Revelations.
Vamos a Apocalipsis 22.
We'll read verses 16 and 17.
Versículos 16 y 17.
This word of God and living for God means more to me than anything else.
Esta palabra para mí es más importante que otra cosa para mí.
There's one thing about when Brother Douglas McDaniel teaches out of the Word of God on Sunday morning. He teaches with conviction, and I like that.
Lo que me gusta que el hermano que enseña la escuela dominical enseña con convicción.
This word of God ought to be the last say in everything in our lives.
La palabra de Dios debería de ser la única cosa más importante en nuestra vida.
The word of God declares that God magnifies his word above his name.
Declara pues la palabra que es que es la cosa más importante pues. Vida.
Are you truly glad God saved you?
¿Cuántos están alegres de que Jesús lo salvó?
To me right now, this kind of seems a little sacred to me being
para,
here.
Para mí esto es como una cosa sagrada ahorita estar reunidos aquí.
I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star.
Dice así, yo, Jesús, he enviado mi ángel para daros testimonio de estas cosas en las iglesias. Yo soy la raíz y el linaje de David, la estrella resplandeciente de la mañana.
We'll break this up as we read this one here. And the Spirit and the bride say, come.
Y el Espíritu y la esposa dice, ven.
And let him that hear it say, come.
Y el que oye diga, ven.
And let him that is athirst come.
Y el que tiene sed.
And whosoever will.
Venga, y el que quiera.
Let him take the water of life freely.
Tome del agua de la vida gratuitamente.
Brother Aaron, you know me by now, the kind of man I am.
Hermano, usted me conoce como soy yo.
I had somewhat of a burden for your brother this morning.
Tenido una carga para tu hermano.
And when I got up here, naturally, I wasn't thinking about him no more.
Y cuando llegué aquí, claro, se me olvidó la carga de tu hermano.
And for some reason, that burden's back again.
Pero parece que esa
You'll
carga,
come, we'll let you stand in for you,
esa
brother.
Carga ha llegado otra vez a mí. Vamos
Anybody
a orar
like to come?
Por tu hermano.
Help us pray.
Vengan a orar
por
su hermano.
God knows exactly what he's doing.
Jesus, hallelujah, praise God.
Heavenly Father, you see
hallelujah,
why
praise
Josh
God.
Was coming
Lord,
to
Lord, in
my
Jesus'
mind.
Name, Lord, hallelujah.
And why I feel
you
like
know
I feel
you.
For him right
Lord,
now.
You know.
I don't know what's going through that young
oh,
man's
God,
mind.
We ask God to have your way, Lord. Lord, we ask him to move, Lord. Hallelujah.
I don't know what's taking
Lord.
Place right now with the him.
Oh, glory be to God.
God, let him reach
Lord,
out
Lord,
for the help
done,
he needs.
Lord, if
let him receive what he needs to receive from heaven.
To work it out.
I ask you in the name of
God,
Jesus, as his dear brother stands in for his brother. That you would work in this young man's life, in his soul, in his mind, in his spirit, in his body. Find and curse, rebuke every demon force that's trying to destroy that soul. Strengthen him in the faith. Let the good spirit of God minister even now, no matter what's going on where he's in church. Matter if it's preaching or singing or whatever. Let him obey and receive the help he needs even now. In Jesus' name, bless this young man, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. I forgot to mention also that Sister Marie called, and her health's so bad, and she wasn't able to come. Tomorrow, her husband's nephew, the one that she takes to the hospital that's sick, is having a dangerous type of a heart surgery tomorrow, and he may not pull through. So in your prayers, remember this man, that God would reach out and help him. Let's read verse 17 one more time, Brother Arthur.
Versículo 17, una vez más.
And the Spirit and the bride say, come.
Y el Espíritu y la esposa dice, ven.
And let him that heareth say, come.
Y el que oye diga, ven.
And let him that is athirst come.
Y el que tiene sed, venga.
And whosoever will.
Y el que quiera.
Let him take the water of life freely.
Tome del agua de la vida gratuitamente.
Just a few days ago, I was sitting down.
Hace algunos días, yo estaba sentado.
I have a place where I got my books on one bookshelf.
Tengo donde pongo mis libros.
And my wife's got her books on the other side of the bookshelf.
Y también mi esposa tiene una cosita ahí donde pone sus libros también.
And there's times I just like to sit in there, just sit down, kind of quiet like, you know.
Y en ese lugar donde me siento yo, me gusta sentarme ahí porque está bien tranquilo, todo bien callado.
There's a song that came to me.
Pero hay una canción que vino a mi corazón.
My wife said, I asked her, I said, have you ever heard the name of that song before?
Y me preguntó, le pregunté, ¿has oído esa canción antes?
She said she didn't think she did.
Y dice, no creo que la haya oído.
But I heard this song sung some years ago.
Pero yo oí esta canción que alguien la cantó hace muchos años.
And it come to me today to preach from that.
Y hoy vino a mi corazón para predicar.
The name of the song is The Offer Still Stands.
Y el título de la canción se llama La Oferta Aún Permanece.
The Offer Still Stands.
La Oferta Aún Permanece.
You know, when Brother Doug was teaching that Sunday school lesson,
cuando el hermano aquí estaba enseñando la escuela dominical,
I know the man Saul, the king, had done wrong.
Yo sé que el hombre que fue rey llamado Saúl hizo lo malo ante Dios.
And brother A.G. Saunders told me something one time.
Un hermano me dijo una vez.
He said, when you're in the midst of something and something, you know, says happening to you or your family.
Cuando tú estás en una aflicción entre la familia.
He said a lot of times the one that knows a little bit about it but not involved is standing outside like.
Y a veces la persona que no está involucrada en esa persona mejor se queda afuera.
A lot of times you can see more what's going on than the person involved in it. And I thought, you know, of course we got Bible. That's why we understand about King Saul.
Y no entiendo unas cosas del rey Saúl.
And I felt so sorry seeing the direction that this man was going.
Pero me siento triste sobre él también.
Could I say something to encourage everyone here today?
¿Podría decirles algo esta mañana a ustedes para animarlos?
It sometimes seems like getting our loved ones in is almost seem like sometimes a lost effort.
A veces cuando trata uno de traer a nuestras familias a la iglesia o a Jesús, es tan difícil.
I'm not saying it's a lost effort, but sometimes it seems that way.
No digo que es imposible, pero a veces está muy difícil traerlos aquí al Señor.
There's a group out there, a gang called MS-13.
Hay una pandilla en algún lugar.
They're scattered over here and around the world.
Están en casi en todo el mundo.
One of the most violent gangs that there is.
Es una pandilla muy mala, o sea, es una pandilla muy malísima, pues.
And they got a lot of them right now put behind bars.
Y los han logrado ponerlos en la han agarrado algunos y los han puesto en la cárcel.
There is a prison in the country of Cambodia.
Y hay un presidente en Cambodia.
I'm sorry, Colombia.
Colombia.
Yeah, Colombia. And there's a big prison, and they've actually overtook the prison.
Y hay este presidente tomó posesión sobre esa prisión.
The officials are afraid to do something with them because of the danger.
Y los de ahí, los fiscales o los de ahí tienen temor de hacer algo ahí.
There's a lot of wicked people in this world.
Sabemos que hay mucha gente mala en este mundo.
Some of them don't even deserve to live the things they've done in this world.
Hay algunos que para algunos no merecen la vida.
But I'd like to tell you, God is saying the offer still stands.
Pero Dios con su amor está aún diciendo la oferta aún permanece para todos.
God's interested in souls.
Dios está interesado en almas.
God's interested in the Coons family.
Dios se interesa en mi familia.
God's interested in the Gomez family.
Dios se interesa de la familia Gomez.
The McDaniel family.
De la familia McDaniel.
And all the rest of your families.
Y todo el resto de la familia de las familias.
God's got an offer out there for them if they'll accept it.
Dios tiene la oferta si tan solo lo aceptan.
I used to be an insurance agent till I learned better.
Yo fui agente de seguro antes.
I was state licensed by the state of Georgia.
Tenía licencia del estado de Georgia.
Then I dealt some with life insurance.
Y ese era mi trabajo de vendiendo aseguranza.
And there's a man that in South Carolina told me, said, I don't understand why you call it life insurance.
Y dice un hombre, no entiendo por qué le llamas aseguranza de vida.
He said, because to him it's death insurance. But it's life to the one that's still alive. That's why it's called life insurance.
Por eso, lo que pasa aquí es que cuando se muere uno, la otra persona es la que se queda con el dinero.
But God has got the best life insurance policy there is.
Pero Dios tiene el mejor seguro.
Who else, if you went outside and got killed?
Si alguien sale afuera y se mata.
Say you went out and you was in a car wreck and went out into eternity.
Vas en el carro y te mueres y vas a la eternidad.
I'm telling you, God's the only one that can give you that life.
Dios es el único que te puede dar esa vida.
I didn't deserve to be saved.
Yo no me merecía ser salvo.
I mean, my own family couldn't get along with me.
Fíjate, ni mi familia, ni no nos la llevábamos bien yo y mi familia.
But when I was in church one night and God got to deal with me about my soul.
Pero cuando Dios llegó a mí y trató con mi alma.
God made me an offer that night.
Dios me dio una oferta esa noche.
That if I went down to the altar.
Que si voy al altar.
And I repented of my sins.
Y me arrepiento de mis pecados.
I could walk out the church door that night.
Podía caminar o salir de la iglesia como un hombre nuevo.
Completely forgiven of anything and everything.
Completamente nuevo y perdonado de toda inmundancia.
He made me an offer that night.
Me dio una oferta esa
that
noche.
When I walked out of that church after praying.
Que después cuando salí de la iglesia.
Thank God it was like I never had ever disobeyed or sinned against God in my life.
Es como quien dice que como si nunca hubiera pecado ni nada de eso. Salí nuevecito, perdonado.
Who else could give you an offer like that?
¿Quién te podrá, o sea, no hay nadie más quien te pueda ofrecer una oferta así como la de Dios?
All the devil's got in store for me.
Lo único que tiene el diablo para mí.
I promise you, it's nothing good.
Yo te prometo que lo que el diablo tiene para ti no es nada bueno.
His desire is to destroy me and my family.
Su decisión, su anhelo de él es destruirme a mí y a mi familia.
Ruin and wreck my life.
Destruir completamente mi vida.
Send me to hell to burn in the flames.
Y mandarme al infierno, allá en las llamas del infierno.
It's just like, you know, when you're at school.
Es como cuando va uno a la escuela.
And the cars are going back and forth in front of the school zone.
Y cuando ve uno que los carros pasan para allá y para acá.
And that school guard stands out.
Pero hay uno de la guardia ahí que está.
Some of them's got a little sign they stick up.
Y hay unos letreros que están ahí.
You got to stop.
Y dice él, tienen que detenerse.
When God came into my life, he put a stop.
Y cuando Dios vino a mi vida, él tuvo que detener ese pecado.
And that's as far as the devil could go with me that night.
Y ya el diablo no pudo conmigo ya otra vez, ahí Dios lo paró.
The offer still stands.
La oferta aún permanece.
I'm excited in God.
Yo me estoy gozoso en Dios.
I mean, this week at my home in Bible reading.
Esta semana estuve leyendo la palabra de Dios.
And the devil knew I was getting excited.
Y el diablo sabía que yo estaba gozoso.
Then for several nights it was a battle, even trying to desire to pray.
Y cada noche cuando ora uno se me pone muy difícil, es una batalla.
But thank God I broke through.
Pero Dios vino y rompió esas barreras, ese muro, aleluya.
God's given me an offer.
Dios me ha dado una oferta, hermanos.
He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you, son.
Dice, ¿sabes qué es lo que voy a hacer para ti, mijo?
No one's going to be able to pluck you out of the Father's hand.
Nadie te arrebatará de mi mano.
You may not see it.
Quizá no lo miras, no miras.
I don't know what kind of hedge is made out of.
No sé qué barda ha puesto alrededor de mí.
If Job had a hedge, I got a hedge around me.
Si Job tuvo una cerca alrededor de él, yo también tengo una.
With me, you will start believing what this Bible says.
Si tú y yo creemos lo que la Biblia nos dice.
And we declare this word of God by faith in our heart toward God.
Y declaramos lo que dice la palabra aquí hacia Dios.
Understand me, you're going to have problems and tested trials. Understand that.
Yo sé que vamos a tener problemas en nuestras vidas de continuo.
But God can make you invincible.
Pero Dios puede arreglar cualquier situación. Amen.
It's one thing to be a conqueror.
Es una cosa ser vencedor.
But he said, you're more than a conqueror.
Pero dice, somos más que vencedores.
I tell you, I feel in the
Te
presence
digo,
of God.
Siento la presencia de Dios esta mañana, hermano. Aleluya.
I'm glad for Jesus.
Me da gusto por Jesús en mi
vida. I took him up on his offer.
Yo tomé esa oferta aquella noche.
Years ago, there was no such thing as signing papers. Used to, just a handshake was trust and honesty was sealed a bargain.
Hace muchos años, no era necesario de firmar tantos papeles como hoy. Antes nada más con un saludo de mano se hacía el contrato.
You took the offer, didn't you?
¿Verdad que tomaste la
took
oferta?
Took the offer.
¿Verdad que tomaste la oferta?
I'd like to tell us something. Maybe it's off of my line of thought here.
Quisiera decir, contarles algo. Espero que esté bien.
Are you tired of being defeated?
¿Está usted cansado de ser arruinado?
Does God got more for us than being defeated?
Dios tendrá más cosas para nosotros que nomás estar arruinados.
In your regular life, have you got tired of being tired of being tired, tired?
En tu vida normal, ¿estás cansado de estar cansado?
I mean, there's been times in my life when after a while I just get tired of things.
Ha habido casos en mi vida que a veces me canso de varias cosas.
I tell my wife, say, let's go.
Y yo le digo a mi esposa, vamos.
She said, where are you going? I said, I have no idea.
¿A dónde vamos? No sé a dónde vamos a ir.
I said, I just want to drive and do something different.
Nomás quiero, yo lo que quiero es salirme de esta casa y hacer, romper la rutina, pues.
Sometimes in my work, it's 5-6 days a week in times past that I did.
A veces, en mi trabajo son 6 días.
I just want to get away from the phones.
Y a veces no quiero oír ni el teléfono.
I just want to get away from sitting in the house.
Y no quiero ni estar ahí en la casa sentado.
I just want to get away and just do something different. If it's even going to Goodwill shopping, I want to do something different.
Yo lo que quiero es romper la rutina. Si es de ir ahí al Goodwill, a la pulga o donde sea, yo quiero hacer algo diferente.
I got the reading, the book of Acts, Monday or Tuesday.
Yo leí el libro de Hechos.
I started to read, you know, part of chapter 1 to 2, 3, 4, 5, and then to 6.
Del 1 al 6, comencé a leer.
I decided to read it again.
Y después decidí de leerlo otra vez.
When I read that, I was looking at the church.
Y lo que estaba leyendo, vi como que lo de la iglesia.
I realized God's got something more for us than what we realize.
Yo sé que Dios tiene más, nos ofrece más de lo que pensamos.
I mean, a little baby don't understand things.
Así como un bebé no entiende las cosas.
The parents want to do great for the child to get in a baby bed.
Entonces los padres quieren comprarle una cuna al bebé o otras cosas.
They get a swing like we got for our boy, wind it up, and wouldn't push button in. And then it makes a noise as it goes back and forth.
O un columpio para bebé, antes teníamos que darle cuerda, no como los de ahora, nomás les empujas un botón y zas.
That little son of mine didn't realize what me and my wife wanted to provide for him as a little thing.
Y cuando él estaba pequeño, él no se daba cuenta lo que le queríamos ofrecer a él en su vida.
If we could realize that Christians what God has wanted to give unto us.
Si tan solo nosotros cristianos nos supiéramos que lo que Dios nos quiere ofrecer.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Que el gozo del Señor es nuestra fuerza.
The offer still stands.
La oferta aún permanece.
You want joy, you can have joy.
Si tú quieres gozo, lo puedes tener.
Joy will make you get up in the morning and go to singing and praising God.
El gozo de Dios te hace que en la mañana te levantes y estés cantando himnos a Dios.
In the book of Joel, the joy had left the people.
En un libro en la Biblia, el gozo se fue de la gente.
Problems were starting to come on.
En el libro de Job, problemas comenzaron a llegar a su casa.
Remember, when the devil knows you recognize him.
El diablo viene a pelearte.
And he knows that you know it's him.
Cuando el diablo viene a pelearte, rápidamente reconoces que es el diablo que te está peleando.
Then you can have victory if you'll use what God's gave you.
Pero si usas la herramienta de Dios, puedes tener la victoria sobre el diablo.
I would never thought. I mean, I really believe, but if it's hard to believe in ways.
Yo creo, a veces hay unas maneras que es difícil de creer.
I started sending some of these discs here at home to my daddy.
He comenzado de mandarle estos DVDs a mi papá.
85 years old, I think, in September.
Tiene 85 años, se me hace que en septiembre.
I felt like sending him a message I was preaching.
Sentí de mandarle un mensaje que yo prediqué.
And then I didn't know exactly how he was going to accept what I was doing.
Y pues yo la verdad no sabía cómo él iba a aceptar lo que el disco pues que le iba a mandar.
My youngest sister hardly ever have any phone calls from her.
Mi hermana no le ha hablado a mi papá por teléfono.
I mean, her style of living is way off. I mean, she's pitiful.
Mi hermana está perdida, vive una vida muy muy mal ahorita.
She got the listing of these things and watching them.
Pero una vez vio esos el disco de la predicación que prediqué.
She calls me on the telephone.
Y entonces recibí una llamada de ella.
She said, "I want you to know I'm going back. I'm in church now."
Te quiero decir, hermano, que ahora he comenzado a ir a la iglesia.
She told me that my daddy, which I told you recently.
Y dice que mi papá.
He was sitting there. What I seen him, he was sitting there, and all of a sudden, toward the end, he got up, my sister said.
Y mi hermana me dijo que mi papá estaba mirando también la predicación mía.
She said he stands up and tears was in his face and just the tears are coming down.
Y de repente, lágrimas empezó a llorar.
You know, they live in a big single wide, and he's walking down the hall to his bedroom.
Viven en una trailer así de esas así chicas, y empezó a caminar para ahí para acá.
Ask God forgive him of his sins and to help him.
Y sabes qué, Dios, él le pidió a Dios que le perdonara y se entregó a Cristo.
I'm telling you, this word of God still works.
Te digo, hermano, que esta palabra de Dios aún está viva, aún funciona.
I wish we rebuked that spirit, tell him, get out of the way. I'm not listening to you no more.
Me gustaría que le dijéramos a ese espíritu del diablo, decirle que ya no quiere más pecado, que quiere servir a Cristo nada más.
God's got an offer that still stands.
Dios aún te ofrece esa oferta.
I've been thinking about the families here at this church.
He estado pensado en las familias de aquí de esta iglesia.
One person said, "Give me three people. That's all I need. Just give me three people that's willing to do what God says."
Una persona me dijo una vez, o dijo una vez, a mí, si nosotros no quieren servir a Cristo, dame que sea tres, pero que sirvan a Cristo de corazón.
I was thinking about your daddy just recently and your mother.
Estuve pensando de tus papás, de sus papás la otra vez.
I got thinking about people here, you know, and I thought, it's simple.
Estuve pensando en la gente y dije, pues es simple, no está difícil.
It's not hard. If we would be willing.
Si tan solo nosotros estamos dispuestos.
From, If we slow down enough in our daily walk in our minds and spirits.
Si tan solo nos tomamos con calma en nuestras vidas.
And we started realizing that God is our Father.
Y comencemos a ver que Dios, o sea que el Señor es nuestro Padre.
All it takes could be the next prayer.
Podemos orar.
It's faith, brother. It's faith.
La fe es muy importante, hermano.
I wrote your son a letter.
Yo le escribí una carta.
Send him a letter in the mail.
A su hijo por correo.
And let him know.
Y le dije.
We're praying for him.
Estamos orando por el alma de usted.
Let me ask you all. Anybody got confidence in your prayers?
¿Cuántos tienen confianza anybody, en sus oraciones? ¿Alguno de ustedes?
Anybody got confidence in your prayers?
¿Alguien tiene confianza en sus propias oraciones?
When God dealt with me with my soul.
Cuando Dios trató con mi alma.
It was only when I had that dream or vision of going to hell that stopped me in my tracks.
Entonces yo tuve ese sueño de que iba a ir al infierno.
When one of my pastors got saved.
Un pastor, una persona se entregó.
He was leaning against a building downtown, waiting for it to get dark to start having fun.
Esa noche iba a dar la vuelta, estaba en la oscuridad y para hacer su maldad.
His kind of fun was his friends going to pick him up in a car and then going out drinking.
Y sus amigos iban a pasar por él y se lo iban a llevar para comenzar a tomar.
He said he never thought about God, no way, shape, or form.
Y esa noche jamás había pensado de Dios, no estaba pensando de Dios, nada de eso.
He said some called his name, say, "Martin, you need to go to church tonight."
Pero alguien oyó una voz tras de él diciendo, "Martín, si no vas a ir a la iglesia esta noche."
It kind of stirred him up. He looked around. Wasn't nobody there but him.
Y se asustó y volteó alrededor y no había nadie más que él.
He went to Brother Frank Turner's church that night.
Y fue a la iglesia allá con un hermano.
And God saved him.
Y Dios lo salvó.
Why should it be a great thing to realize God could bring him in and save him?
Dios los puede salvar aún.
For the offer still stands.
Porque la oferta aún permanece.
You know well as I do, you men folk and you women folk know well as I do. If you're trying to do a job, you're not going to be defeated if you can help it.
Tú sabes que cuando vas a hacer un trabajo en Dios, pues, no vas a ser vencido porque Dios está contigo.
That car out there has been giving me problems.
Miren, mi carro me ha dado problemas.
I mean, it's just a thumping like a bad tire out of balance.
Parece que la llanta está desnivelada.
And so I had the tires rebalanced and rotated.
Y he tenido muchos problemas tratar de anivelarlas.
I got to praying about it.
Entonces le pedí, fui a acudir al Señor sobre eso.
A mechanic told me when it was on lift what the problem was.
Y el mecánico me dijo el problema.
But I took it home and jacked it up. And it wasn't what he said it was.
Y entonces llegué a la casa, le puse el gato y ese no era el problema.
I've learned in mechanic and I don't believe everything I'm told.
Yo he aprendido, hermanos, que cuando va uno a los mecánicos, hay que no creerles a todos.
If I'd done what he said and he'd done it, it still wouldn't have been fixed.
Si yo hubiera hecho lo que él me dijo, no hubiera sido arreglado todavía.
So I said, Lord, I need you to tell me and show me what my problem is.
Entonces yo acudí al Señor y le dije, Señor, quiero que me enseñes cuál es el problema en el carro.
So Friday night I went and spent the night with some of my friends in Pearson, Georgia.
Tengo unos amigos, unos hermanos allá, que me fui allá y me quedé con ellos, yo y mi esposa.
I said, I'm needing a second opinion. You got a mechanic around here I could trust?
Y le dije al hermano, necesito un mecánico, un mecánico que pueda yo confiar en él.
He said, I think I got one.
Dice, sí, como no, aquí está uno, por aquí está uno.
I told the man what I was having, and so he took off and drove my car and brought it back.
Ese mecánico manejó el carro y vio cuál era el problema.
He jacks the car up.
Le puso el gato al carro.
And right where the tire was acting up, he went in and he took that tire off.
Y vio ahí, le quitó la llanta.
He said, you know what your problem is?
Y me dice, ¿sabe cuál es su problema, hermano?
This tire had been balanced. There ain't no weights on. Watch it how when it goes on that wheel turning.
Mira cómo está desnivelada.
So he tries to balance it and it wouldn't balance.
Y no se, pues no tenía arreglo, pues.
So he breaks the tire down. I thought, what's the matter with him? Why in the world are he breaking the tire down now?
Y dije, ¿ahora qué estará haciendo?
He's going to take the tire off the rim. I thought, what in the world he wants to do that for? Got good tread on him.
Y quería quitarle la llanta del ring.
And directly I hear him say, I got your problem figured out.
Y de repente dice, mira, ya el problema.
He said, check your front end. It's tight.
Ya chequé esto.
I had a little leak in that thing while back, and I put some fix-a-flat in it.
Y tenía estaba saliéndose el aire.
I had no idea how that would affect the type of tires I got.
Y no pensaba que eso afectaría mucho a mi llanta.
He goes out, pours out a couple of handfuls of that stuff outside, you know, on the concrete.
Y empezó ahí a hacerle unas cositas ahí.
He comes back. I said, "Where you at? Just rebalance them all again."
Y me dijo que anivelar las llantas.
So he puts the tire back on. The drive is fixed.
Y puse la llanta otra vez en el carro.
Not only was the junk in there causing to be off balance.
Y estuvo todo arreglado.
But it didn't have no weights on it.
Y total que la cosa estaba arreglada.
And I had another tire that was supposed to have been balanced, and it didn't have no weights on it.
Pero también en otra llanta también tenía problemas.
Now it looked like to me I had a problem, and I did.
Y para mí parece que sí tenía un gran problema.
I don't mind paying, but I want the job done right.
Mira, a mí, o sea, don't you? No me molesta pagarles, pero también quiero que hagan, que arreglen mi carro.
But I found out it could be fixed, and it is now.
Y ahora está arreglada.
I would never thought that was the problem.
Yo no había pensado que ese era el problema.
Because I paid $34 to get them all, you know, rebalanced again, and somebody goofed.
Yo a alguien les pagué como $35 para que anivelaran las llantas y no la arreglaron.
I don't know what the trend is in your life.
No, ¿cuál es el problema en tu vida?
God can change things for me and for you.
Pero Dios puede cambiar tus problemas para mí y para ti.
I believe that.
Yo creo eso.
God's made an offer that still stands, and he promised he'd never leave me nor forsake me, but go with me always until the end of this world.
Dios todavía dice que todavía tiene, te ofrece esa oferta. También nos dice que no nos va a dejar solos. Él irá hasta el final del mundo con nosotros.
I talked with Brother Steve Gentry, called me recently.
Hablé con un pastor.
He said, brother, he said, I got 16 got saved and 6 got the Holy Ghost.
He tenido, en esta campaña que tenemos ya, 16 se han entregado y como 5 llenos con el Espíritu Santo.
It was about 7:38 o'clock on Friday night.
Como las 7 o las 8 el viernes.
Brother Tommy Guthrie's youngest son.
El hijo de un hermano, de un diácono,
felt the need to pray.
El Señor trató con él y él fue a orar al altar.
And they said that he told Brother Steve, said, I want to be baptized quick. I want to be baptized tonight.
Y también ese joven dice, quiero ser bautizado también.
So most of the church left to go baptize him.
Bueno, muchas iglesias, digo, mucha gente fue también ahí a que fuera bautizado.
Trey Bennett is a backslider.
Y había otro que era inconverso, que se había salido de la iglesia.
He decided to follow along, go with them.
Entonces él fue con ellos.
While him and his new wife was their conviction fell.
Y él y su esposa estaban ahí y la convicción sobre ellos cayó.
Amen, and even Brother Johnny Padgett's son.
Y también otro que estaba ahí también tuvo convicción.
I thought he'd been saved all along these years.
Yo pensaba que él era cristiano.
He wanted to get saved and God saved him.
Pero ese día él quiso ser salvo y Dios lo salvó.
God was taking care of salvation for him.
Y Dios le dio salvación.
And God had baptized his wife Jennifer in the Holy Ghost.
Y bautizó a su esposa en el Espíritu Santo.
¿Hmm? It started with a baptism.
Fíjate, comenzó con el cuando fueron a bautizar al joven, aquel.
Would you all like to see a change?
¿Cuántos quieren ver un cambio?
Would you really like to take God at His word?
¿Cuántos van a creer en
seriously?
Su palabra? Seriamente.
I talked with my son Stevie.
Hablé con mi hijo.
He said, "Daddy."
Dice, "Apá."
Our church has been fasting for some time. For God to give a great revival.
Nuestra iglesia ha estado ayunando, llorando, orando para que nos dé un buen avivamiento.
Another pastor told me, said, brother, our church is fasting for revival.
Y otro pastor me dijo, hermano, nosotros estamos orando y ayunando para que nos dé un avivamiento.
I told my son Stevie.
Y le dije a mi hijo.
I said, we've got people fasting for revival.
Nosotros tenemos gente en mi iglesia que también están ayunando.
I'm fixing to close here directly. When we had people in this church, several of them I found out, one weekend they fasted for all Friday night.
Hay unos que han ayunado los viernes.
They fasted all Saturday and Saturday night.
Sábado y también en la noche, sábado por la noche.
And then they fasted Sunday. I don't know how long everybody did.
No sé cuánto tiempo han ayunado o cómo han ayunado los domingos.
And that was the Sunday morning that your niece was here. Lisa Spivey.
Ese día cuando empezaron a ayunar, algunos vino una sobrina de la hermana de aquí.
It was that same Sunday, but Sunday evening.
Era ese mismo domingo, pero el domingo por la tarde.
That brother Kenny's mom and daddy come to church that night.
Que vino los papás del hermano que está aquí.
Every one of his sisters were here that night.
Y las hermanas de él estuvieron aquí.
Some of them sisters down there praying, and his daddy was over here praying, crying.
Y varios estaban orando.
I asked you, will it still work?
Y les hice una pregunta, ¿aún funciona la oración?
God's offer still stands, will it work?
La oferta de Dios todavía permanece, ¿funciona?
What would it hurt for God's people? My pastor told me about a church that every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, he said the church fasted.
Una vez me dijo el pastor, mi pastor antes, que unos ayunaban viernes, sábado y domingo.
There's having a church in a garage.
Y ellos tenían servicio, ¿no? Como no tenían iglesia ahí, donde alabar al Señor, se ponían así en la cochera.
God start paying attention to their sincerity, paying attention to it.
Y Dios toma las cosas serias.
I forget how many, way up there folks got saved.
Y no me acuerdo cuántos entregaron.
One more thing.
Y otra cosa.
Friend of mine in Virginia was preaching, telling this true story.
Un hermano estaba predicando y nos contó esta historia.
I believe this used to be his home church, if I'm not mistaken.
Que sucedió, se me hace que era en su iglesia.
There wasn't nothing going on at the church, and the pastor got real discouraged.
Nada había sucedido en la iglesia estaba muerta, y el pastor ya estaba bien desalientado.
So he's driving his truck down one of their country roads.
Y al caminar así en un camino.
And he picked up a hitchhiker. He didn't even know him.
Levantó a una persona que estaba pidiendo un ride.
Hitchhiker told him, said, God's with you, man of God.
Y este hombre desconocido le dijo, Dios está contigo.
He said, I'm not a man of God. I'm a failure.
Dice, no, hombre, yo no soy varón de Dios. Soy un fracaso para Dios.
And this pastor wanted to know who this guy was and act like he knew all about it.
Y este pastor se preguntó, pues, ¿quién eres tú que me estás diciendo eso?
Finally, he said, this is where I'm getting off.
Y dice, aquí es donde me voy a bajar.
And this man reached over and kissed him on the cheek and said, God's with you.
Y este hombre le besó en el cachete, le dijo, Dios está contigo.
And let him know God's fixing to do something for you.
Y le dijo, Dios está a punto de hacer algo para
this
usted.
Pastor said he didn't realize it at the time till later.
Y este pastor no había reconocido hasta, sino que después.
That was an angel got in his
que
car.
Era un
truck.
Ángel de Dios.
He went back to church and got his little people together, about 15 of them.
Tenía como 15 personas, los juntó allí en su iglesia.
He said, we're going to go in revival.
Y dice, vamos a comenzar un avivamiento.
In that first revival, 60 people got saved.
Y en esa primera campaña, 60 personas se entregaron a Jesús.
This man is dead and gone now.
Este pastor ya murió.
At the time of his death, he was running somewhere like 120 something.
Y ya cuando estaba muriendo, cuando estaba al borde de la muerte, tenía como 160 personas.
How big is your God?
¿Qué tan grande es tu Dios al que sirves tú?
Brother Aaron, stand up right quick, please.
Usted dígame.
How big is your God?
¿Qué tan grande es su Dios?
How big do you think he is?
¿Qué piensa?
Sister Hannah, stand up, please. You remember when you was worried about school and your grades and God blessed you and you became the dean list? How big is your God? Is he big enough to trust? Stand up, sis. You was concerned about your grades because of this tough stuff that you was going to do. And now God's blessed you. You're in the A and B category. How big is God? What would you tell these people? Brother Kenny, stand up. The forklift with heavy metal went on your foot. Didn't mess your foot up. You got injured on a job at working for her house. You was over there suffering. Nobody laid hands on you. Nobody touched you. Oh, I'm sorry.
Usted
I forgot about you.
Usted dígame, ¿qué tan grande es su Dios?
Tell me how big your God is.
Dios es grande que hace peticiones. Nunca fracasa. Mi fe se hace chica a veces.
Tell me, Brother Doug, how big is your God?
Usted, hermano, dígame qué tan grande es Dios. Ha sido un Dios grande para mí. Se ha comprobado. En mi experiencia me ha ayudado. Y Él me ha ayudado a ver que puedo poner mi confianza en Él. Y trato de confiar en Él. Porque Él es un Dios que no fracasa. Yo he fracasado, pero Dios nunca falla.
You hear that? Anybody hear what he said?
¿Oyeron eso? Él se ha aprobado conmigo muchas veces en mi vida. Que puedo decir a hoy que Él es un Dios grande.
Yes.
Él nos guía, nos ayuda. Nos dio un espíritu.
Hallelujah.
Nos guía. Él es un
gran Dios.
And
there's a song about how big God is, great God is. Ain't there some? Sister Martha, you went through stuff that I've never been through.
Esta hermana,
you've been through a lot of disappointments.
Qué tan grande
loved ones
Dios.
And all. How big is God?
Qué tan grande es Dios.
You know, when you've been there and you walk the walk and talk the talk, it's easy to say it when you haven't been there. But when you've been there and someone says, you can depend on him. This preacher, brother of mine, he got saved and his wife left him.
Este hombre se entregó y su esposa lo dejó.
His daughter stayed with him. Can you get a song?
Pero su hija se quedó con él.
I told you I was going to quit. I didn't realize. And I was at a camp meeting.
Estuve en una campaña.
Yeah, believe it or not, I was actually preaching that camp meeting.
Yo prediqué esa campaña.
He come in from Virginia, this brother did.
Pero este hermano vino de allá del estado de Virginia.
Just shortly before he come, his daughter took a sickness and she died.
Y este pobre hombre, su esposa, digo, su hija se enfermó y murió.
His wife left him, his daughter died.
Su esposa lo dejó y su hija murió.
And I told him I had the microphone, and I got him to come over where I was at.
Pero cuando yo estaba predicando, le dije, yo tenía el micrófono, le dije, venga.
I told him, I said, your wife's left you, now your daughter's
su esposa
dead.
Lo dejó, su hija está muerta.
And people was listening. I said, could you tell me, is God any count or not?
Usted, hermano, me puede decir que Dios lo ha ayudado?
He took that microphone.
Tomó el micrófono.
Instead of talking to the people,
empezó a hablar a la gente.
He starts singing a song.
Cantó esta canción.
God
Dios
is so good.
Bueno.
That's what he was doing. God
Dios
is so
bueno.
Good. Look what he lost. But he
mira
said, God
perdido, pero lo que cantó,
is so good.
Dios es tan bueno.
Is so good
es tan bueno.
To me.
Conmigo.
Praise God. It may not have been a whole lot, but that's what come to me. And I tell you what, I appreciate that experience God was giving me in that seat a while ago.
Y yo that le agradezco a Dios que me daba dando esa visión hace ratito en la banca.
Hallelujah. All righty. Can you depend on him?
Puedes depender de él.
Brother Benny, can you depend on him?
Usted, hermano, puede depender de él.
Brother Lester,
usted,
you've been through a lot of stuff in your life.
Sufrido muchas
can you depend on him?
Puede depender de
Sister
él.
Linda,
usted, hermano,
you
también.
Have really been through a lot in your life.
Usted ha sufrido mucho.
Can you depend on him?
Puede depender en él.
You know what I seen the other night in church? I seen a man by the name of Brian Fowler
yo
up around the altar smiling
otra vez orando,
and helping a man pray and get what he needs from God.
Y fue a orar.
That's because of your faithfulness.
Usted tiene fe, era
you wouldn't have been faithful. Brian Fowler, that brother, would not be in there trying to help
no
somebody.
Sido fiel a Dios, su hijo no
I was sitting in my seat waiting for church to start.
Y me senté allí, que el
somebody
came
up there and tapped
allá
me.
En
looked up with a big smile. It was Brother Brian Fowler.
Y alguien me tocó mi hombro y era su hijo.
And you know what he said at church here one night?
¿Sabes qué es lo que dijo aquí una noche?
He said, if it weren't for Mama's faithfulness,
si no era, si no fuera por la,
he said, I wouldn't be in church right
fe
now.
De mi mamá, ¿dónde estaría yo hoy?
Tell him he's a liar when the devil tries to discourage you.
Cuando el diablo viene a desalientarte, dile que es un mentiroso.
Greater than the need, he's bigger than the problem. No matter how bad it seems, I know that he can solve it. Just trust him and believe he can do anything, for he's greater.
Tell the devil's a liar. You got power with God.
Anybody
want to pray?
¿Cuántos quieren orar?
From where you're standing,
vengan a orar. Vamos a meditar en el Señor. Vamos a hablarle de nuestros problemas, de nuestras vidas, lo que hay en nuestras vidas. Vamos a arreglar cuentas con Él. Vamos a hablarle de corazón para que Dios fortalezca, nos ayuda.
You'll find he's all sufficient, so believe and he'll make a way. God is greater than the need, he's bigger than the problem. No matter how bad it seems, I know that he can solve it.
Él lo puede resolver. Nada más confía en Él y cree. Él puede hacer lo que sea. Él es grande, más grande que la necesidad.
Trust him and believe he can do anything. Believe in Him, make a way. God is.
God's looking for someone that he could have confidence in. Someone that'd be concerned about your county, your area, that they'll know that there's a man or a woman of God there, or a child of God that they could depend on.
Dios está buscando.
Thank God for Jesus.
Que cuando la gente necesite ayuda, que puedan acudir ellos a los hermanos para que los ayuden.
There's a 17-year-old boy got saved a little while back.
Hace poco un joven de 17 años entregó.
I'm not for sure, but I think it was in April of this year.
Se me hace que era en abril de este año.
This young man was a homosexual.
Este hombre era homosexual o joven.
Somehow he got a hold of some of these DVDs that we're filming here on preaching.
De las predicaciones que filma uno aquí, pues, o que graba uno aquí en la iglesia.
He just started talking about the different ones he watched.
Y este miró el disco, la predicación.
This coming next Sunday, that young man's going to be here.
Y este hombre, este joven va a venir aquí.
I got several families going to be here next Sunday.
El próximo domingo, varias familias van a estar aquí.
And he's going to give his testimony.
Y va a dar su testimonio.
Look, we may not have, well, I don't know how much influence we had on him being saved.
No sé qué tanta influencia tenemos para él aquí, pero.
But through a family, he got a hold of some of those tapes.
Pero a través de una familia, él recibió un disco de la predicación.
And he got saved.
Y se entregó. Amen. How the Lord touched your heart this morning, and praying that the Lord.